Every organization seeks to grow. Why? Because if an organization doesn't grow, or if something doesn't grow, it is basically dead. But we must need to ask ourselves, what type of growth are we having? Because basically there are two types. One is the type of the weeds. Every gardener would know that weeds require no attention at all to grow, but there is still growth. So if we are having the type of growth that is out of control, that is hardly growth at all. Basically, the type of growth that we want is the type of growth that takes place when you tend a bonsai plant. You would intentionally put in some controls, you would trim the plant, you would make sure that you put in the right fertilizer, and you will be very intentional in caring for the bonsai plant to help it to grow in the direction that you want it to. So similarly, in organizations, it is too superficial for us just to talk about growth alone, because growth cannot happen without some degree of control. Basically, what you cannot control, you cannot grow. So when we talk about growing our people, how can we grow our people if we do not have some degree of control over the type of character that we see in our employees, or have some control over the type of leadership development activities that is going on in the organization? Which then leads us to a more fundamental question, that is, what we cannot measure, we cannot control. So if we want to have growth, there must be control. And if we want to have control, there must be accurate measurements. In my exposure with the Six Sigma Quality Initiative, there is one mantra which is regularly spoken, and that is, what you cannot measure, you cannot control. So if your organization's values and if your organization's reputation is important, then it is critical that there is some level of control over the predictability of the behavior, attitudes, and character of your employees. Because if there is no control over their character, then they could be growing in all sorts of different directions, and your organizations may end up in a place where you do not desire it to be in the first place. So in order to control the culture and to make sure that it is aligned with corporate values, you must start off with accurate measurements. And accurate measurements requires that we translate corporate values into character competencies. Unless your values are translated to competencies, you will not be able to measure the growth that you want. You will not be able to control the direction of the leadership development that your organization should take. That should be at the heart of all training needs analysis. All training needs analysis at the leadership level must be birthed from a realization of character competencies that is required. Now, how do you put a plan of character competencies into your organizations? First of all, you would need to be able to define your corporate values and assume that most organizations would have that in place. Secondly, you need to put a face behind those values. You need to identify people who exemplify those values in your organization so that there is a messenger behind the message. Once you have identified people who exemplify the values, the next step that you need to take is to profile these individuals to make sure you know what makes them tick, and to translate that into specific character competencies. Then you can use this as a benchmark for all other human capital decision-making process in recruitment, in performance appraisal, and in succession planning. For an idea of what a systematic character competency profiling could look like and how you could tie it to corporate values and also business results, go to performancebycharacter.com. Joseph Tan here. Think about it.